Sarah Sarr is a nutritionist and senior coordinator in Shaq Lee with over 20 years of experience in helping people create health. She has earned her master's degree in nutrition, which provides the scientific basis to her recommendations. The suggestions she makes are based on her experiences using Shaq Lee products. They are not meant to be prescriptive, and you are encouraged to share this information with your physician. Now, let's join Nidra as she shares her thoughts on building a healthy baby.
I'm so pleased to have the opportunity to speak with you about preconception, pregnancy, and breastfeeding, the lifestyle and nutrition choices that you might want to consider making. I would have to tell you that in my years of nutritional consulting, I've worked with so many different kinds of health challenges, but of all the ones that I do, talking with prospective parents about preparing for a new baby is probably one of the most gratifying. Just think, we've got the opportunity to do this really, really right. And it's not difficult when you have information and a good commitment. At this point in time, there's excellent scientifically based information on optimal preconception health for both mom and dad, on prenatal nutrition, and on breastfeeding. That new life you want to create can be impacted so positively by a few good choices that you can make. I just know you'll be happy that you did. So let's start way before the beginning. I find it absolutely fascinating to understand that a healthy child actually begins when its mother is born. Mom, your baby's health started to be impacted at your birth. Over 2 million primordial follicles were present in your body when you were born. And that number diminished during your childhood until at puberty, 300,000 of the ova remained, of which approximately 450 will develop into eggs during your reproductive life. Isn't nature great? It really provides lots of extra insurance to keep the species going. And Dad, your health also is critical to the health of the new offspring, and it was long before you met Mom. Your contribution of chromosomes and genes can be affected by a number of different nutritional and environmental stressors. So when you think about it, parents who admonish their children, eat your green beans, drink your milk, how many cookies have you been eating lately? Are actually helping create healthy grandchildren. Have you heard new grandparents say, "If I knew grandkids were going to be this terrific, I'd have started with them"? Well, prospective parents, here's the deal. Not only are you creating children, but you're creating grandchildren also. We now understand that the most important moment in a person's life is the moment before conception. It's so important that we encourage prospective parents, if at all possible, to begin their prenatal nutrition at least 6 months before they plan to conceive. Now, I really need to say right here that if you're listening to this tape and you're already pregnant, please don't heap a lot of guilt on yourself or say, "Well, she says, he says." Just begin where you can and do the best you can, because that's what's really, really important. There's so many good things. It's really not too late to get started at this particular point in time. So let's talk then about lifestyle do's and don'ts. We all know that smoking is so harmful to the fetus. We see lowered birth weight, higher incidence of childhood asthma, concern about the lowering of intelligence. I'm really rabid about no smoking. Of course, I feel that no one benefits from smoking. Plain and simple, your health is diminished. It's not good for the child. It just is a total no-no. And of course, there's no tolerance for alcohol, not even one drink a day. I was truly surprised when I spoke with a research assistant of the noted pediatrician Dr. Barry Brazelton several years ago. The researcher told me that children born with fetal alcohol syndrome had irreversible birth defects as compared to children who were born to cocaine or heroin-addicted mothers. Cocaine or heroin-addicted babies can be rescued with proper nutritional intervention if they can catch them right away and start them with this nutritional support. It takes them their first 4 or 5 years of their life, but it can be done and they can go on to lead normal, healthy lives. But children of alcoholic moms, or even moms who have one or two glasses of wine or liquor a day, don't have a chance. They're permanently, irrevocably affected both mentally and physically. And that's because alcohol penetrates the stomach wall and it's absorbed directly into the bloodstream. Alcohol is one of two substances that will pass through that stomach wall. Aspirin is the other. And you'll hear or have heard already from your doctor that the only type of aspirin-type preparation that you should take is Tylenol. And that's because alcohol and aspirin go right through that stomach wall, so the liver doesn't have a chance to detoxify those substances. So the poor, defenseless fetus is completely vulnerable to a high risk of birth defects. And that's why there's no tolerance for alcohol consumption during pregnancy, and why we recommend only a Tylenol-type aspirin supplement. Again, for optimal results, it's best if you eliminate caffeine. Now, I know if you are just a real coffeeholic, I have to have that. What I recommend to you would be to use the Swiss process water decaffeinated coffee, because it's a nice decaf substitute for the caffeinated coffee. It tastes really, really good, and I think that you'll enjoy it. Unfortunately, the type of product that's used to decaffeinate regular coffee beans can leave behind it substances that actually are more harmful to the body than a low level of caffeine. So choose that Swiss process water decaffeinated coffee if you can. So let's talk diet. I recommend this for preconception and during pregnancy for both parents. After all, dad's support will be key to mom's good results, and the optimal diet that he consumes is going to positively affect his health for those interrupted nights of sleep that he's soon going to experience. The easiest way to ensure a good, clean, healthy diet is to think each time you choose something to put into your mouth, and you say to yourself, is this a good food? Will this build health, or am I just giving in to something that tastes good but isn't good for me? If we're really true to ourselves, we all know that Coke and Twinkies will produce a whole different type of health state than a glass of milk and a whole grain bagel. Now, if you're not already accustomed to eating 3 to 4 servings of fruit a day and 5 to 6 vegetables, you'll be pleased to discover that they really taste good. A good diet for mom during pregnancy requires that she only consume 300 additional calories a day. That's why the choices you make are more important than ever. We need to make what we call nutrient-dense choices. That means lots of nutrition, more bang for your buck, so to speak. So we begin with fresh fruits and vegetables to give you all the good vitamins and minerals. Fruits and vegetables also provide a class of plant-based compounds called phytochemicals. Phyto means plant, and chemicals are the good nutrition from the plants. These are proving to be essential importance in the diet, and they're only found in fruits and vegetables. But here's a great rule for you to remember. The more colorful the fruit or vegetable, the more nutrients it contains. So think yellow, orange, red, and dark green for health. Increased protein is of the utmost importance, and most of the extra 300 calories each day should come from protein to build the healthy cells and tissues the baby needs. We'll talk a little more about that later, but here's again another no-no. No hot dogs, and really scale back on the amount of deli meats and luncheon meats that you consume. In other words, anything that's produced with nitrates or nitrites in it. Dr. David Savitz of the University of North Carolina published a study in 1994 that showed that pregnant women who ate 2 or more hot dogs a week had an 2.6 odds risk ratio increase of having a baby that would have a brain tumor or acute lymphocytic leukemia than moms who didn't. That goes on also into childhood to say the same thing about kids who eat a lot of hot dogs or lots and lots of luncheon meats, because they contain something called nitrates and nitrites in them, and this really messes up chemistry through the production of free radicals and all of that kind of thing, and they're very, very dangerous to have. So if you do really like hot dogs and things, go to your store and find the turkey hot dogs or the chicken hot dogs without any kind of preservatives, and you'll be on the right road. So when you're choosing breads, choose whole wheat or whole grain breads, and look on the label. The first ingredient should read stone ground wheat or whole wheat. If it says wheat or enriched wheat, you know that it's made of white flour. White flour has minimum food value, so our color rule applies here also. The more color in the bread, the healthier it is for you. The same goes for rice. Brown is better. And for sweeteners, white sugar is not health producing. Now, we want to ask you to limit those sugar-based snacks of cookies and candies and sweets. One, because remember we said you needed those nutrient-dense calories? And the other one is that consuming sugar is going to decrease the body's immunity. It will depress the immune system for up to 5 hours, according to a study conducted by nationally respected holistic doctor Alan Gaby. Just think. You don't want to become ill during your pregnancy because there's so many cautions about taking medications. Wouldn't it be better to avoid illness? Your food really can be your best medicine. I think there's a book out of that title, isn't there? Well, let's ask you to minimize fried food consumption, especially French fries, unless, again, you're making those at home and you're throwing the oil away right after you've finished making your batch of French fries. When you're choosing meat, choose chicken, fish, eggs, and if you really like meat, occasional beef and pork are good choices. Now, we want to encourage you to drink water, lots of it. Pure water. It's so much better for you than juice or other sweetened drinks. And our rule is 1 quart of water for every 50 pounds of body weight per day. Yes. I know you're saying, I'm already in the bathroom 9 times a day. Well, you probably will go more frequently for the first several weeks, but your body will adjust. Remember, you are producing extra blood for that baby, and you just really need that good water. Now, Epidemiology magazine in the September 1998 edition reported this very sobering fact. Researchers in California studied 5,144 pregnant women ranging in age from 19 to 47 years old. And they discovered that women who had drunk 5 or more glasses of cold tap water that contained 75 micrograms per liter of trihalomethanes were 80% more likely to have miscarriages than women who drank unchlorinated water. Trihalomethanes are compounds that are formed when chlorine reacts with organic matter found in water supplies. And in the past, it's been linked with increased bladder and rectal cancer. But I'd have to say that this 1998 study was one of the first that linked it to miscarriages. So what are you going to do then? Well, we recommend either the Best Water Reverse Osmosis Water Filter or the MTS filter from Shaklee. They remove all impurities, chlorine, and fluoride from the water, and you know that it is safe. Bottled water from the grocery store is virtually unregulated as to purity. Bottled water is held to the standards of the local municipality from which it comes. If you do purchase bottled water, make sure you purchase a national brand that goes across state lines because it's held to federal guidelines rather than just the state guidelines. But there again, we really like to encourage you to consider the reverse osmosis or the MTS filter. And since we're going to talk about some supplementing a good diet that you're going to be consuming, I'd like to recommend that you consider choosing Shaklee supplements. Our family's personal experience with Shaklee goes back over 20 years, and I came from a very skeptical view of supplementing. My undergraduate training in nutrition was that you could get everything you need from the food you ate. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Well, our family's experience is that even while consuming an excellent diet, we were starting to find that we had some small health challenges which became completely eradicated when we began supplementing with Shaklee. That encouraged me to look at lots of other brands of supplements on the market. And I looked at drugstore brands and health food store brands, at supplements that are sold only through healthcare professionals, and supplements that are sold through network marketing companies. There is a big difference in quality, and I'd like to speak to that. Choosing Shaklee means choosing natural products made from whole foods. Products which have been created by scientists who've conducted over $125 million of research devoted to cutting-edge scientific technology. Choosing Shaklee means that you can be assured that over 262 separate tests for purity, freshness, potency, quality, and most importantly, safety have been performed on that product that you'll be using. There's a warning right out now from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which states that dietary supplements containing a dangerous solvent have killed one person and put 55 others in the hospital. Those companies did not test their products for safety or purity. Choosing Shaklee means getting the proper amounts of the nutrients your body needs. I recently saw a TV ad for a multivitamin which had an impressive laundry list of vitamins, minerals, and the currently popular herbs. Herbs are really trendy right now, so when you see ginkgo biloba or ginseng or echinacea, you think, wow, that's really great. Well, when I reviewed the multi, I discovered that the herbs and the enzymes were in such minuscule amounts that they couldn't possibly produce any health benefits. So that when you choose Shaklee, you know that the balance of nutrients is right, the amounts are right, it's been thoroughly tested, and it's safe. I always like to say that choosing Shaklee means choosing health, not hype, and that's where I'll make my choice. So hopefully we've made our point. Up to this point, I've recommended a good diet during the preconception and pregnancy period, but let's examine the scientific rationale for going beyond diet to add supplements. In other words, why should mom and dad supplement before conception, and why should mom and hopefully dad supplement during pregnancy and then on through the nursing period? Dr. Myron Winnick, noted pediatrician and professor at Columbia University Medical School, says that mom's diet prior to conception determines the stores of nutrients available to the developing fetus throughout her pregnancy. I always like to talk about the nutrition checkbook, the fact that your parents deposited a certain amount of, what shall we say, optimal kinds of things into your little checkbook before you were born, and then during your infancy and childhood kept telling you, eat this, eat that, and so you were doing pretty well. Long comes teenage, and we all know what happens during that time. So the deposits that had been made into the checkbook are now starting to become withdrawals. And as people go through their life, if they make more withdrawals of that store of nutrients that was given to them, instead of depositing back in some good replacements for it, you will wind up bankrupt. And what's bankruptcy? I would call it diabetes and arthritis and heart problems. And, you know, you can sort of take it on from there. So let's put some deposits into that nutritional checkbook, shall we? Dr. Bruce Ames, world-renowned biochemist, stated that dad's preconception diet is most effective if it is rich in vitamin C, which protects sperm cells from damaged genetic material that would lead to birth defects. And dad also need good levels of zinc. I just heard recently from a couple who had been trying to conceive for several years. And when they came to me about 6 months ago with the information that dad needed some help, I recommended the following for conception: soy protein, Vitali, sustained vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, and Optiflora. Well, I just heard that it worked. Can you imagine their delight? We talked then about a little bit about why you should supplement before conception, and that diet is that program of soy protein, Vitali, C, E, zinc, and Optiflora is excellent for mom too. And let's now talk about the benefits of supplementation during pregnancy. Susan Preston Martin of the University of Southern California reported in the 1997 Journal of the National Cancer Institute that pregnant women who take vitamin and mineral supplements, including vitamins A, C, E, and folic acid, are one half as likely to have a child who develops a brain tumor. Now see, remember we talked about hot dogs and brain tumors? Well, A, C, E, and folic acid, A, C, E, and our antioxidants are going to work against that. But the dangers of free radical exposure are more prevalent in our society today than ever before. And I don't see a study on this, but it's my personal view that the incidence of childhood leukemia and childhood cancer can be linked back to diet and environment. And for us to be using some of the antioxidants is really, really important if we want to give ourselves the extra edge. Well, the longer the woman took supplements, the greater the protection against brain tumors, and moreover, there was increased protection with increasing dose. I know that the amounts of supplements that women take during pregnancy is a major concern of theirs, but I want to say to you that the levels I'm going to recommend are very, very low, and you could feel free to increasing those levels, but I'm giving you a base level that's not going to be harmful. And as we hear, Dr. Martin said that there was increased protection with increasing dose. Way back in 1985, American Health Magazine reported a study at the University of Oregon which concluded that pregnant women who want smarter babies should include EPA in their diet. EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid. It's an essential fatty acid, omega-3 family, which comes primarily from cold water fish and has been found to positively impact brain and visual development. Now, follow-up research in 1996 reported in the magazine Lipids validates the earlier findings. But let me ask you, how many prenatal vitamins contain EPA? The time lag between research findings and subsequent medical recommendations has traditionally been very, very slow. The moms I've counseled don't want to miss the opportunity to give their babies an extra edge when they know that there are no harmful side effects. If there are only benefits to gain by adding EPA, do you want to wait for your obstetrician to catch up on his or her reading before recommending it to you? I understand that when a woman is pregnant, she puts her trust in her doctor, and that's exactly how it should be. They really know about the changes your body faces during those 9 months. They understand about the amniocentesis and the ultrasounds and all of the kinds of tests that are needed and required, and I recommend those highly. But most obstetricians are usually limited to recommending a few prenatal supplements that they've studied, so we suggest that you take the bottles of Shaklee with you for your doctor's perusal. I think you're going to be very pleased to hear your doctor give you his or her approval of your Shaklee supplement program. Well, let's look at the program of supplements. We'd like to encourage you to choose Vitali, just two a day. That's going to provide more vitamins and minerals than the leading prenatal vitamin. Plus, Vitali embodies that Shaklee difference. And I'm going to ask you, would you rather have the vitamins and minerals which come from 27 to 29 different whole natural food sources, or the vitamins and minerals which have been synthesized in the chemist's laboratory, your prenatal vitamins? You say, oh, come on, I don't believe you. Well, then I'm going to ask you, would you agree that as important as the amounts listed on the label are, it's even more important how many of them become available to the body? That's called bioavailability. The only way something is bioavailable is if it can break down and become absorbed into the bloodstream. And you know, just like I do, that not everything we eat always gets broken down, because all of us have seen bits of corn or nuts or beets or something like that in a bowel movement from time to time, and we know that that didn't get broken down, and we know that there couldn't have been much value of that that got into our bloodstream. So I'm going to encourage you to try this test. Put your prenatal vitamin and a Vitali into white vinegar. White vinegar has about the same pH or acidity that your stomach has. Then watch the clock and find out how long each one of them takes to break down. The Vitali is going to break down in under 15 minutes, ready to go. Now, we've seen prenatals that break down in 4 hours. That's about long enough for them to join the corn and the nuts. And we've seen prenatals that break down in 2 days, and that's long enough for them to be floating on top of the septic tank. Well, you're ready to take the two Vitali a day, and we really want you to consider doing one at breakfast and one at dinner. It's so important that you break up your supplements so that they can work to metabolize the carbohydrates and energy from the food you eat. And I always give this illustration. I say, just think of a rainstorm when it comes flooding down. The water just rushes off, doesn't it? Some sinks in, but a lot of it will just rush off. Whereas the rainstorm that comes down gently and soaks into the ground delivers all of that good water to the earth. It's pretty much that same way with vitamins. If you will consider just giving yourself the measured amounts, they will come in and be utilized by the body in the proper way. If you can only do this at one meal a day, well, that's the way it's going to have to be. But ideally, it's best if you can take your supplements at breakfast and dinner time. Now, in addition to that, two Vitali a day, we'd ask you to consider adding one or two or three B-complex vitamins, depending on the amount of stress that you experience. Bees, as all of us know, are important for the folic acid, which is essential in cell division, and it's recognized as preventing spina bifida, the spinal cord abnormality. I just read a study yesterday that talked about the fact that they're now finding that some people are genetically predisposed to having a much higher requirement for folic acid than others. For most of us, they talk about 400 micrograms, but these scientists have found that people have required as much as 1,000 and more. So when you're using your B vitamins, you're getting a generous supply of folic acid, and you can be assured that there are no side effects from that. We talk about side benefits rather than side effects, because a good supply of B vitamins is also going to prevent nausea, or it will at least reduce it. 96% of the women who experienced morning sickness were found to have low levels of the B vitamins. And when you realize that Bs are quickly used up in stress situations, it's no wonder that the first 3 months of the pregnancy are difficult for many women. Bs also give extra energy, which we really need during pregnancy, particularly those last few months. The Bs increase the effective metabolization or the utilization of the carbohydrates that mom eats. We also encourage you to take one or two or more iron plus C depending on your iron stores. Now, what's the difference between Shaklee iron and C and the drugstore iron? First of all, you're going to see a big difference in the amounts listed on the label. The amount on the Shaklee supplement's very minimal. It gives you the daily requirement for the most part. And the one on the drugstore has these huge amounts of iron in it. And that's because it just isn't available, doesn't become bioavailable again to the body in the same way that the iron and C that Shaklee does. Because the iron and C from Shaklee comes from ferrous fumarate. That's from fruits and vegetables. It's so easily absorbed that small amounts are way more efficient in building red blood cells than huge amounts of the inorganic ferrous sulfate. That synthetic iron oftentimes will cause constipation. Now you could stop there. Those two vitally, the two or three B complex, the one or two or three iron and C would provide a better amount than the traditional prenatal supplement. But again, here comes the question. Would you like to have that healthier, smarter baby? Then add two sustained release vitamin C, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. That's going to build collagen, the cement that holds the cells together. You're going to notice that your stretch marks will be minimized because those new cells, new tissues that are being formed to give you more room for that baby will have that collagen in them, and you're not going to have as many stretch marks. Now, C also acts to build the immune system. Remember we talked about the advisability of keeping the immune system healthy so you don't have to take medications? And that's really, really important. If you should find that you're coming down with a little something, you can add more C. That's not a problem. I know that many of you have heard that high levels of vitamin C throughout a pregnancy will cause a child to become dependent on vitamin C after they're born. But that's in the nature of 4 to 5 grams of C a day. That would be 8 to 10 of RC over a prolonged period of time. Do feel comfortable to add extra vitamin C if you're coming down with a cold, because again, it's going to be nature's antibiotic that will help you out. And certainly, even at the levels of 6 to 8 to 10 a day for a couple, 2-3 days, it should not be any problem at all for you. Recapping then, if you want to follow the traditional obstetrician's routine for supplementing during your pregnancy, you would use 2 of the Vitalee, the all-purpose multivitamin multimineral supplement. You would use 2 or 3 of the B-complex to ensure those extra levels of the folic acid and the other B vitamins that are so very important for you during pregnancy. And you would use, depending on your level of iron stores in your blood and how you were doing in terms of staying away from anemia and related conditions, you'd do somewhere between 1 to 2 or 3 of the iron plus C. But as we began to say on side 1, if you really want to go beyond that, if you want to create that healthier, that smarter, that brighter baby, then there are some supplements that we feel would be extremely well advised. And I do want to make a pretty much of a scientific case for this, so that you'd go on beyond those beginning levels and really enrich your diet for the very, very most optimal pregnancy. So we began our discussion with vitamin C and talked about the importance of that. And now we're going to start to discuss the importance of using alfalfa. Taking several alfalfa a day is going to aid digestion and will also act as a safe diuretic. So many gals suffer from a little bit of fluid retention, swollen ankles, and this can be prevented. No more swollen ankles if you decide to use some alfalfa on a daily basis, and your digestion will improve greatly. Now, the fetus is going to require lots and lots of calcium to build its bones and teeth and nerves and blood. Did you know that our red blood cells are actually built in the bone marrow of the long bones? Those are called the cortical bones. That's where our blood cells actually form. So we need to give mom 3 to 4 calcium magnesium a day, because that way there's going to be a good source for both mom and baby. You know, the fetus will take calcium from the mother's body. in years past, women expected to lose one tooth for every pregnancy. And we now know that adding extra calcium will ensure our personal stores so that we don't need to look at going into later life with depleted bone density. And we also know that it can promote a restful sleep and reduced muscle tension. So many gals get a bit of a muscle cramping in the lower legs. Some of that can be alleviated by both the calcium, the magnesium, walking, and some extra vitamin E will really help too. But if you're having a little bit of trouble sleeping, consider doing 2 or 3 calcium magnesium right before you go to bed, and you'll be so pleased to see the level of deep and restful sleep that you're going to receive. I also like to encourage gals to use lecithin and EPA for increased brain development. And because those two are so important, I'm going to really detail them much further in just a couple of minutes. So moving on then, we've added 2 sustained release vitamin C, some alfalfa if you feel that you have the need for that, some calcium magnesium. We're going to do lecithin and EPA, and 1 extra zinc each day is going to ensure proper cell division. That reduces the risk of birth defects. Now, infant boys particularly have a higher need for zinc. And some of you don't know what you're going to have until the baby comes, and others need to know right away. But baby boys really do need a higher level of zinc. The study conducted on 279 women at Case Western University found that women with low blood levels of zinc had a greater incidence of mild toxemia, vaginitis, late deliveries, and difficult labor. While I know I can probably speak for a lot of gals when they say, oh, pass me the zinc. I don't want to have to go a long time over, and I certainly want to do everything I can to keep that labor as pleasant a process as possible. We talked about vitamin E being helpful for the person who might have a few leg cramps. It also will help to strengthen and prevent damage to the red blood cell membrane. For any of you that have any type of concern about a little bit of phlebitis, if your mother had varicose veins or you've got some varicose veins, it is another good reason to use the vitamin E. And just 400 E a day, or you could even go to 800, 2 E a day if you really wanted to. Certainly not going to hurt. But scientists are now recommending that people use the natural form of vitamin E rather than synthetic because it's 5 times more effective than synthetic. Now, here's the caveat. Shaklee has had natural vitamin E in its Vitali and its vitamin E tabs and any of the supplements that carry vitamin E from the very beginning. They didn't need to wait until the scientists decided that natural vitamin E was superior to synthetic. Beta carotene. 1 of them a day is going to aid in growth and repair, and it's going to promote healthy bones and teeth. You know, healthy bones and teeth, didn't you just talk to me about calcium and magnesium? I can hear you saying that. Aren't you saying that? Well, sometimes people think it's just one nutrient like calcium and magnesium that's needed for a specific task, but we know that there are a multitude of nutrients required. In fact, there are actually 18 different bone-building nutrients, and guess what? 16 of those are in the Vitali. The other 2 are protein and EPA. Isn't that a great feeling of comfort? Doesn't give you a good feeling of comfort? Remember I talked that your protein requirements are going to go up by about 50%. We needed the bulk of the 300 extra calories a day should come from protein. That's a whopping increase, but consider that mom needs to increase her blood volume by about 20%, and protein, calcium, and iron are the major contributors. You're going to need somewhere around 70 grams of protein a day. If we look at the food sources of protein, 3 ounces of chicken, fish, beef, pork, or lamb will provide 15 grams of protein. A glass of milk gives you 8 grams. A cup of yogurt will give you 8 to 12 grams depending on whether it's low fat or whole milk derived. Doesn't this sound overwhelming? And are you a little bit concerned about all the extra fat and cholesterol? Well, 2 soy protein shakes of 3 tablespoons each in juice or milk will give you an extra 32 grams of protein. You're home free. You haven't used all your calories and you haven't added fat and cholesterol. You'll get extra energy to keep you going through those down periods. And we really think that getting 1 shake in the morning at breakfast time to help you swallow down your supplements with and getting that great energy boost for the day, and keeping your blood sugar level stable for 3 hours, because that's what the protein shake will do for you, then either have your other protein shake at lunch, or better yet, mid-afternoon, because lots of gals will find that their mid-afternoon is a kind of a slump time, and so getting a afternoon shake of protein in milk, juice, or even water. You can just throw it in water and drink it on down, and you'll be so happy with the benefits that it's going to provide for you that you're going to really, really enjoy it. Well, we've recently begun recommending the inclusion of Optiflora. Optiflora is composed of Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidobacterium longum. These are really important species of microflora in the human gastrointestinal tract, and they're able to produce antimicrobial activity against many food-borne pathogens, including Escherichia coli, Staphylococcus aureus, Streptococcus, Clostridium, and Salmonella. So what I want you to do is think of Optiflora as a natural antibiotic, and this becomes really important in maintaining the healthy immune system, first of all throughout your pregnancy, and then as a gift that you give to your baby. In the past, you've probably heard of the advisability of eating active culture yogurt to retain the good intestinal climate that we desire. But the problem is that many yogurts are cultured before pasteurization. Now, clearly, that is going to kill off all the beneficial microflora before it even gets into the container. So you say, okay, well, then I'm going to get one that says active culture yogurt or commercial Lactobacillus acidophilus product. But the problem here becomes getting the acidophilus through the stomach acid intact. It's killed off in the presence of too much acid, and it needs to get into the intestine where it belongs. Well, enter Shaklee. This company, devoted to science and research, made certain that the technology was there when they went to produce a product which would work. Because that is their motto. If we can't make a product that will work, we won't make it. So there are two parts to the Optiflora. There's a tiny pearl which is loaded with Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidobacterium that get into the stomach, go right on through the stomach and on into the colon where they belong. And Shaklee also gives you a powder of fructo-oligosaccharides, which are made from inulin, from chicory, and from Jerusalem artichokes. Now that acts as a friendly fertilizer in the intestine, helping the production of those beneficial microbes. I always tell everybody, think of the Optiflora pearl as the grass seed for your internal lawn. You've had lots of things in the past that have sort of damaged that internal lawn of yours, whether it's stress or too much sugar or, you know, all kinds of nasty things that can occur. And then you think of the fructo-oligosaccharides as the fertilizer for your lawn. So when you put those two together, you're going to have this intestinal tract that is flourishing with good microbes, good bacteria that are going to kill off the unwanted bacteria that come your way. So what other benefits can Optiflora provide for you? It will increase the absorption of calcium and zinc and iron that you're consuming. And it will help prevent constipation by easing elimination. It's going to power up your immune system to keep you healthy during the pregnancy, and it can even help your digestion. We have found that people who are lactose intolerant, that have problems with milk products, that after a few weeks on Optiflora, that their problems with lactose have decreased incredibly well. And that's even been studied, and I have a report of that on one of the studies that I have. Now, also, the Optiflora has been shown to reduce cholesterol levels and prevent vaginal and urinary tract infections, and just has a host of benefits that will help the pregnant mom as well as anyone who wants to increase their immune system health. Babies who are born by vaginal birth pick up the beneficial microbes as they pass through the birth canal. But cesarean babies don't get that benefit, and their intestinal systems take a little longer to become activated. So nursing moms will pass along the benefits of good intestinal health to their infants in the breast milk. And that's where it really becomes important for a mom to add in that Optiflora to her diet when she's nursing, if she's had a cesarean delivery and she hasn't been using the Optiflora before that time. Well, most of my moms have found that adding fiber tabs or wafers or powder has kept their bowels moving nicely, allowing us to reserve Herblax for just occasional use. And for those gals that have a bit of problems with nausea, our peppermint ginger tea is terrific. Two tabs in a cup of hot water will usually do the trick. I've recommended these supplements for scores of mothers with fabulous results. I would say that in the past 3 or 4 years, over 50 to 60 moms have taken this program, and the babies are just really special. Really special. Now contrast them with studies which show that mothers who had inadequate diets during the latter part of their pregnancies gave birth to children with lower IQs and shorter attention spans. It's so easy to add a few supplements which will provide insurance that pays off in the reward of excellent health. So the baby is born healthy, bright. It's this wonderfully terrifying little bundle that melts your heart and takes over your life. And I remember a long time ago leaving the hospital thinking, oh my gosh, what have I done? Then I started to giggle thinking, well, it's a little late to turn back. So off we went and things worked out great. But one of the big decisions a woman has to make is whether or not she will breastfeed. So would you give me the opportunity to just plead my case for the superiority of nursing rather than formula-fed babies? And once again, I want to make sure that we all understand that we're all on the same page here. If nursing, breastfeeding simply is not for you, again, please, please, please don't add a lot of guilt into your life. A lot of other places you can pick that up from. But just know that we can do some things for the formula baby that will help a lot. But if there's at all a possibility that you can breastfeed, please, please consider it. Did you know that breastfed babies are less likely than bottle-fed babies to develop respiratory illnesses as children? Now, Scottish researcher Dr. Stuart Forsyth and his team tracked 545 children, and they found that infants who were breastfed exclusively for just as little as 15 weeks, that's just shy of 4 months, they had only a 17% risk of respiratory illness compared to 33% risk for bottle-fed babies. That's cutting that risk of respiratory illness in half. And anybody who's seen a new baby in the first couple of months with a respiratory illness knows what terror that can strike into anyone's heart. In addition, it's known that breastfed infants will retain 2/3 of their calcium intake versus formula-fed babies who only get 1/2 of the calcium. What I'm saying here is that you can have a certain level of calcium coming into the body. Say our mom is supplementing to the level of 1,200 milligrams of calcium. Well, we don't process all of that calcium. So you're looking at 2/3 of the calcium getting through and formula-fed babies getting only 1/2 of the calcium. That becomes really important in the production of bone and blood. Breastfed infants absorb 49% of the iron compared to 4% of formula-fed infants reported by Macmillan in Pediatrics magazine in 1976. Especially important is the fact that during the last month of your pregnancy is when the baby's iron stores start to develop. Up until that 9th month, they really don't have any iron stores. It's because everything's going into blood production. But during that last month is when those iron stores start to develop. And iron's really important, again, in terms of immune system and a whole host of kinds of concerns there. But if you have a premature baby, then that baby really is going to be all the more needed to have good source of iron through the breast milk or through formula feedings. Now, breastfed babies have better visual acuity than bottle-fed babies. And here's where I was talking about that EPA. The EPA DHA in the breast milk is responsible for better visual acuity. Babies who have been breastfed for a minimum of 4 months, again, years later, score higher on standardized tests of reading, visual interpretation, sentence completion, nonverbal skills, and math. Dr. Artemis Simopoulos, MD, reported the research in 1996 in the Handbook of Human Lipid Nutrition. There was no EPA added to formula until 1997, and I really don't know how many of the infant formulas right now have supplemental EPA added into the formula. That would be something that would be very, very important to check. And if you are feeding the baby by bottle, then just simply start to add in a little extra EPA into each one of those bottles, because that will be really, really important. We also like lecithin. See, and during the 7th month of that pregnancy is when the brain really develops. It's been developing all along, but from the 7th, 8th, 9th month, that's when the brain really takes off and grows and develops. And for that reason, it's very, very important to get a couple of lecithin a day, a couple of EPA a day for that extra brain development. development. Traditional thinking was that the firstborn child was given so much more adult attention that he or she was more apt to be intellectually superior to their younger born siblings. But now the scientists are pointing to the fact that mom had accumulated levels of EPA DHA which were used up by the birth of the first child. So is it the fact that there just wasn't the EPA DHA there for child number 2 and number 3? Now, before you start using this information, you firstborns, to go and say to your younger sisters and brothers that no wonder you're so much more intellectually superior, let's just say that this is one thinking and one rationale. But moms who will now supplement EPA between the babies and during the pregnancy and breastfeeding are more likely to produce brighter second and third children. What we want our nursing moms to do is to keep up the same level of supplementation that they've had all along. You may be able to reduce your iron a little bit, and you perhaps could reduce your B vitamins because you won't be needing as much folic acid. But I can tell you from the moms that I've counseled that they wanted to keep that B vitamin level up for the simple fact that they wanted to get the extra energy, and they also wanted to reduce a little bit of that stress that comes, particularly on that first pregnancy with that new baby. There are several levels of nutrients that are increased with nursing. One of them is calcium magnesium, one is vitamin C, and the other one is beta carotene. So adding one more of each of those supplements to your existing routine would be very, very advisable for you. And it is also important that you drink 3 quarts of water each day to give you the needed fluids that you're going to want to have. Now, new moms are going to find that protein shakes will make all the difference in their energy level after a night of interrupted sleep or no sleep. And here's a great tip that's worked for every single person who's had a sleepless night. You may need to do this for yourselves, and you may need to do it for dad too. So have your protein shake as usual for breakfast. And then if after 45 minutes to an hour you're still dragging, have another protein shake. You can mix it in water if you're worried about extra calories. Drink it right down and then wait. Within 30 minutes, I'm certain that your energy is going to bounce right back up to its normal level. I cannot tell you how many moms and dads have come to me and said, "Oh, that information was a godsend. I really needed the extra protein shake to keep me going that morning, and it did the trick." Also, what we're talking about in terms of nursing mothers, perhaps you have a baby and there's a lot of illnesses and sicknesses going around, and you might have a little problem with some of it. Janet Zand in Smart Medicine for a Healthier Child states that during periods of illness for mom or baby, that nursing mothers can take the appropriate adult dose of herbs, and they will be transmitted through the breast milk, filtered and diluted to the appropriate strength. Isn't that comforting? Nature really knows. It gives us the opportunity to take our adult levels of nutrition, whether it be through foods or supplements like this, and then it will filter it, dilute it, and deliver it through the breast milk to the very exact strength that it needs. Now, if you have a baby who is born during the winter, particularly in the Northeast, you definitely want to check with your doctor about adding some vitamin D in along with the breast milk that you have. So some of my moms have found that what they'll do there is simply use a little bit of the Liqui-Li, or using some infant toddler powder and putting that into a little bit of the breast milk and giving that to the baby, or just putting it into a little bit of pure filtered water and administering that by the eyedropper. We prefer to really mix it up with the breast milk and put it in that way. But going back to the herbs, echinacea for sniffles, garlic at the first sign of trouble for mom or baby, it really will work when you do that and then add extra vitamin C. Now, because we're committed to health in all its forms, I wanted to bring you this recommendation from the La Leche League. It's the only product that they endorse, and it's called Lansinoh, L-A-N-S-I-N-O-H. It's 100% lanolin oil, which when applied to the breasts after showering each morning will prevent soreness and cracking. In fact, LaLeche recommends beginning the use of Lansinoh during the last month of pregnancy, if at all possible, to prepare the breast for nursing. Those who've used it that way have been extremely pleased because they found that they didn't have any soreness or any cracking. They haven't had any problem at all. So Lansinoh is available in any pharmacy, I'm told. So that's your tip from LaLeche League. I really want to thank you for your attention and your consideration. Will this program work for you? We've had scores of moms in the past few years who've adopted it, and I can tell you they are thrilled. Two of my three daughters are mothers. One's a medical doctor with an incredible busy practice of patients and surgery, and the other was a consultant during her pregnancy, flying twice a week for her job, which kept her busy from 7 a.m. until 9 to 10 p.m. most every weeknight. Both young women followed this routine before and during and after the pregnancies, and they can't say enough positive things about their health and energy levels during pregnancy. I was so pleased to hear them tell each other about the way soy protein kept up their energy levels. "I don't like to go without it," said the mother of two. "It keeps me going." I wish that each one of you could see these healthy babies and hear these moms. Our oldest granddaughter is 4 years old now, not one single antibiotic, no ear infections, no problems at all, extremely bright. This glowing report from them can give you the same kind of pleasure. And what had happened for our daughters is that they've told their cousin, my niece, to follow the same routine, so we're getting on into the family kind of program. They've recommended to their friends who recommended to their friends. I've worked with many, many people who have chosen to use the Shackley program, and they have found that it has made all the difference in their pregnancy. In fact, one mom of two the other day told me, "I didn't have the Shackley supplementation with my first child, but I had it with my second child, and I see such a difference for all of us. I'm more calm, he's more calm, but he's really bright and energetic and just such a beautiful child. Doesn't have the same kind of problems with illnesses that my daughter had. She now has been turned around with using the Shackley supplements, but what I would have given not to have had to walk the floor late at night with a child that I just didn't know how to take care of. I really couldn't do anything for her at that point in time other than medications." And she says, "So much better to be able to prevent that than have to deal with it after it started." Well, as for me, I've really gained a lot of pleasure knowing that there's a large group of families who've chosen a healthy program, and now it's your turn. It's my personal wish that you will decide to adopt this program, but regardless, my very, very best wishes to you on your health journey.